Hey there, everybody. James Hilliard here, and on today's episode of Connection Point, speaking with Court Smith, Network Administrator for Hershey Public Schools. Located in central Nebraska, Hershey Public Schools launched their one-to-one learning initiative in 2007. It provided all of their high school students with laptops to use during the school year. We'll hear a little bit more about the initiative here in a minute, but Court is here today to tell us about one of those experiences with implementing one-to-one learning, the technologies they're using, which include Lenovo AMD E450 notebooks, and he'll talk a little bit about how GovConnection, which is the PC Connection sales subsidiary that serves education customers, assists him with all of their technology needs and refreshes. So, Court, with all of that, I really do appreciate and want to welcome you to the event. Thanks for taking time today.
No problem. Happy to be here.
I want to make sure we do a quick little level set here. I mentioned that Hershey Public Schools launched this one-to-one learning initiative. Can you quickly describe what that is for all the high school students there?
Well, the one-to-one approach is basically a one laptop for one student. And we had decided to go through that process mainly to better connect the staff with the parents, with the students, and that way we could enhance their learning through that one-to-one initiative.
Gotcha. And again, my understanding from a little background I got about this conversation, you came on after the one-to-one learning initiative was planned and after also some of the technology was already purchased. Basically, it sounds like the team there realized, now we need someone kind of implement and roll this out and manage this for us. That's where you kind of entered.
Right. After they had gone through the planning process, which I believe took them around a year to do, they had realized that they did not have the right staff or they needed more staff to implement this one-to-one initiative. So they hired me on right at the end of the summer, right before the school year, so I could manage and roll out this one-to-one initiative to the students and the teachers.
And again, this was 07 that we began the process, this initiative. It's 13 now. I have to assume you've probably gone through one, if not into your second, kind of refresh in terms of laptops available to those students. But correct me, kind of tell me, where are we at? How many refresh cycles have you gone through? And right now, what's the current kind of deployment in terms of how many students per year, that type of stuff?
We are currently in our third refresh. We refresh every 3 years. So this is year 7. So we're currently on the first year of our third refresh. On average, usually deploy around 250 9 through 12 students and about 60 faculty members.
Court, let me ask you on the student side, if you're rolling out about 250 on a refresh, how many of those actually make it through the whole 3-year life cycle?
Well, with Lenovo, we have used Lenovo every year. They've actually stood up very well. We have a few that the students damage quite a bit, but with the warranty that we get through Lenovo, I mean, basically I just send it in and it comes back fixed. I mean, we've had some that have been completely damaged, left on top of cars. To the point where they were in pieces, and I shipped all the pieces back to them, and within a week I had a new laptop in my hands, no questions asked. So the nice thing about Lenovo products, which we haven't really had that many because they stand up so well with student abuse and student neglect and all that, the ones that do get damaged are fixed right away and sent right back to me. So it's been great.
That's good to hear. Let's talk about some of the other advantages. And maybe now the current run of Lenovo notebooks, and these are ones with AMD processors in them. What are the advantages that you're getting out of this kind of new fleet that has come on board?
We decided to go with these Lenovo X130s with the AMD processor, mainly for a few reasons. One, the durability and the overall quality of the build was excellent for what we needed in the educational system. They hold up a little better to student use. And also, we chose the AMD processor just because it is very reliable. The price point on it is great. You know, for what we need it to do, the AMD processor fit our needs perfectly.
All right, so that's the technical kind of benefits there. Can you talk a little bit, because it's an interesting initiative there in the Hershey Public Schools, can you talk about some of the benefits that have been experienced as a result of this kind of one-to-one initiative, and maybe any, you know, tips for other folks that are from other school districts that are listening in, you know, based on the experience you've had over the past 7 years or so?
Well, I think the biggest advantage is it really connects the parents. It really connects the whole community. We have a small community. Our town's only about 600 people. So it really can get the parents connected to the students, connected to the faculty. Before we started one-to-one, you know, the students very rarely logged in to check their grades or stuff like that. With the one-to-one initiative now, you know, I believe it's like at a 95% ratio that kids actually check in, make sure they have all their assignments in, make sure, you know, checking all their grades. Parents can go in then and interact more, know what their kids are doing. So I think from that standpoint, it has really helped with the communication.
How about engagement with the teachers? How important was kind of buy-in? Was that buy-in from your perspective pretty strong to support the initiative? I've got to believe if they were really behind it, that would bleed out into the rest of the community.
They were, and what we did is we actually had a committee, basically a community committee. We get some parents, we get some people from the town that might not necessarily have kids in the system. We have teachers and we have students on this committee, and what we do is we get their feedback as to, you know, what we can do better, or, you know, would you like to have us look at this type of model? And we really take that feedback and use it to our advantage to basically plan our next refresh or plan, you know, what we're going to do ahead in the years to come.
Now, Court, you may not have been involved with the initial planning, but obviously you've been involved in now the, you know, third refresh that you're early into. That means you've been working with the GovConnection team to go through that process. Since we're talking a little education here, I know it's a little corny, but give it a grade. What's your, give me a grade of the relationship and the support that you've received from GovConnection, maybe the top benefit or two that you personally have received in terms of working with those teams.
I guess the advantages that I have really experienced is with GovConnection, you don't have a new rep every 3 to 4 months. You know, I've had, in the 7 years that I've been here, I've had two reps. And the nice thing about that is they know exactly what my needs are at the end of the year. They know exactly, you know, the stuff that I'm going to need to get me going to the next year going forward. And so with GovConnection, it's been great. I mean, I don't have to worry about, you know, where I'm going to get all my stuff, you know, having to build a relationship with somebody else. With GovConnection, it's already there. And so all I do is tell them is what I need, and they get it to me, and it's great. It's awesome. So I would give it an A+.
Well, Court, with that, great place to wrap up our conversation. And folks, if you do want to learn more about rugged, reliable Lenovo systems with AMD processors like Court and team are using there in the Hershey Public Schools, if you also want to learn about services to support your system refresh, all available from the PC Connection family of companies, then do this. One, contact your account management and team to get more information. If you don't have a team in place, you can learn more at govconnection.com/services. Also, you are invited to call 1-800-800-0019 to talk to a rep. If you want to send an email, connect@pcconnection.com. I'm James Hillier. Thanks again for joining us on this installment of Connection Point.